Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
저희 방송은 다양한 언어를 제공합니다. 다음을 참고하세요. suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Then I just want to find God and Buddha in order to have some power to help myself and others. Just like that. Very simple. It's not much. Not much I can tell you. It's a very natural thing to do. Yeah. I cannot elaborate in a more glorious term. Okay, I'm sorry. Just try your best. If you really think God or realization of God is all that you wanted, then that's what you will find.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olesis, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Joyful greetings, benevolent viewers. My name is Nabila. The charming people of Bahrain remind you that Allah knows your compassionate deeds. Bahrain is a Middle Eastern archipelago in the Persian Gulf, consisting of Bahrain Island and 30 other smaller islands. In the lone desert, there lives the wondrous 400-year-old evergreen tree of life of Bahrain. Named so due to its adaptability, remaining green and healthy in the desert with no source of obvious water. It is believed that its starboard draws water from underground. On Hawar Island is a unique environment with diverse fauna and many bird species, primarily the Socotra cormorants. As well, there are some small herds of Arabian oryx and sand gazelle. In contrast to the natural environment, its capital city, Manama, is modern and cosmopolitan, with its captivating skyscrapers, a national museum, and impressive tourist resources. One feature that stands out is the Bahrain World Trade Center 1. The building integrates large-scale wind turbines into its sustainable design for energy efficiency. In speaking of Bahrain, one cannot forget the 100,000 ancient burial mounds scattered across the land. The most magnificent of these are the 17 royal mounds of Ali, built around 4,000 years ago. The people of Bahrain honor the tradition with their lifestyle, as the constitution affirms that the family is the cornerstone of society, the strength of which lies in religion, ethics, and patriotism. It is an honor to briefly introduce Inspiring Bahrain to you, charming viewers. We pray that Allah will always be there for you. For over three decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, and to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad peace be upon him, the first Sikh guru Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. She emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. Supreme Master Ching Hai is an extraordinary living example of compassion, regularly sending material and financial assistance as well as love to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai is deeply grateful to the beloved God for all the financial help, comfort, and support to the afflicted and needy and or any good cause over the years. As a humble vessel for His compassion and love towards His precious children. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, and individuals, as well as many awards from them, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22 and October 25, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you.
apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful and loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in blissful harmony. Her initiatives to spread the vegan trend are diverse and have included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurant, Loving Heart, vegan food product companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as regularly speaking to influential government and media leaders, and participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Over the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide from the Americas to Africa, from Europe to Oceania, and held hundreds of discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled
Buddhist Stories, The Story of Ananda, The Names of Hills, and The Praise of the Buddha, Part 8 of 11, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on August 10, 2015, in France.
Behind there, your brother.
Greetings, Master.
Evening.
I think I've mustered up the courage to talk to God.
God?
It's a...
Are you there?
To you, Master.
I'm looking for the God that you tried to talk to.
It's been my first retreat, coming to see you. And it's been an absolute honour. Thank you very much.
Where are you from?
Australia.
Ah, yeah, the accent, I thought, from Australia. From which centre?
Sydney.
Sydney. Yeah, I was thinking like that too. telepathy. So how are you doing? Everything good?
I'm doing all right.
You're writing something there?
No. If I may, could I ask 5 questions?
Is that too much? 5?
Yeah, 5.
4.5.
4.5? the first question is, Master, how do you create that burning resolve for liberation? That real iron determination for enlightenment. How do you create that within yourself?
Oh, I don't know. It's just there. I didn't create it. I was blind. Love makes blind. I love God. I want to find God. I want to share God's secret to everybody. So I just went. I had no second thought of why and how come. And just do it. It's just like if you're hungry, you just go to the kitchen. It's very simple for me. I never stop and thinking why I do this, why I do that. I just want to and I do. Yeah.
How do I create that within myself, though?
Oh, you did?
No, well, I want to.
Okay. It's not a creation, but I guess you could try your best to focus on that. You know, everything else is secondary, except necessary worldly duty, you know, and things like that, or study. The rest are just focused on what you want, which is liberation. I did not go even for liberation. I just want to find the things that, I don't know, I just want to find something that is more beneficial to the world, to the animals. I see so much suffering on TV all the time. I just don't know, just something I want to do. So it just do it, that's all. Yeah, it's probably been boiling inside since young age, and I've been brought up with Buddhism and Christianity, and just everybody teach me about God and Buddha. I just don't see any. So I want to know. Somebody must have seen them. Somebody must have seen God somewhere. Somebody might have seen Buddha somewhere. And I want to know how they see them. And then I just want to find God and Buddha in order to have some power to help myself and others. Just like that. Very simple. It's not much. Not much I can tell you. It's a very natural thing to do, yeah. I cannot elaborate in a more glorious term. Okay, I'm sorry. Just try your best. If you really think God or realization of God is all that you wanted, then that's what you will find.
Thank you, Master. The second question is, a few years ago I came across these videos of someone claiming to be a Naga serpent or something like that.
Serpent? Okay,
yeah. And in his videos, he was pretty much talking about that prophet you were talking about the other night.
Okay.
How the world is changing and stuff like that.
Oh, changing for the better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for the good people anyway.
Yeah. Many prophets similar. Yeah. So let's hope it comes true soon.
He was saying that the earth is splitting dimensions.
Splitting dimensions.
Yeah. It's like a snake shedding its skin. Yeah.
Changing.
Yeah. And he told me a lot of stuff in the videos.
Oh, he told you?
Yeah.
I was thinking, when did I ever say the snake stuff?
Nah.
Skin stuff. Okay, good.
Yeah, so we're rising in vibrations and all that stuff. He talked about, you know, how we should get back to nature, start walking barefoot on the grass, start hugging trees, start being in the sun more, start cleansing our bodies.
Yeah, good.
He talked about a lot of stuff, hundreds of videos.
Yeah.
And
it's good. Nothing bad.
He said like all these volcanoes and stuff like that. It was like Earth starting its engine, because it's starting to rise up, so there's volcanoes and all this stuff happening.
Okay.
And so-called global warming is actually Mother Earth heating up. Just like when our bodies has a fever, we get real
clean
hot
up
and
things.
Start to get hot. So that's what Mother Earth is doing to burn off the parasites, I suppose. Yeah, you said a lot of stuff, but I'm just wondering, do we have to be concerned with any of this information? Is it just astral level stuff? Should we just...
It's just information. People, different person give you different information. You can think about it. If it's good, you like him, then you follow him and you think his teaching is good, then you make use of it. Okay. Don't become a snake, though.
No. Who are these Naga serpents, by the way?
What?
Master? Naga serpents?
Uh-huh.
Who are they?
Who are they?
Yeah.
Are they one of the rays of beings? Yeah. Like dragons and stuff? Yeah. What he said is true about himself also. He didn't try to fool people or anything, yes. Just like dragons, they're one of the rays. Normally, they have a power, though. What else does he do? They can see things, the future.
You just talk about a lot of different things.
Vegetarian, vegan?
Yeah, he was kind of pointing towards fruitarianism.
Okay.
Because you get like the light codes from the sun and talk about repairing your DNA and all this stuff.
Fruits are good also.
And
just not everyone can just eat fruit. Yeah, because the acidity, some people cannot use to it, that's all. But fruit are good, vegetables are good, yeah. Just not everyone can, yeah. Because our stomach not used to, that's all. So we eat a lot more fruit if we want to, and other things also to balance it out. Mm. Then it's good, yes. They have some power inside, you know, can see the future. So where is he, Australia?
No, he's actually, I think he's from Florida. I mean, he talked a lot about Atlantis, Lemuria, and all this type of stuff. So,
All right. Okay. So what do you want me to say?
I just wanted to know if we should be concerned with any of this stuff, because it's like astral and causal, and we're going all the way up to the fifth, so...
It's okay. He's teaching good things. Yeah. Okay. Remember in the story, some dragons... also from the Naga clan, you know, came and asked the Buddha teaching, and they practiced vegan and ate purification ways. Yeah, they do practice too. According to Lotus Sutra, one of the dragon girl, she's only 8 years old. She enlightened. Mm-hmm. We have many beings on this planet and below and invisible as well. They are to be respected and treated as thus, yeah? Like we have animals, we respect them, love them. Hmm? We have black skin, white skin, red skin, yellow skin, we respect them all. Just different species, okay? It doesn't mean that he's not enlightened. When he say he's from Naga race, then he is from Naga race. Yeah, he told the truth. Otherwise he would say to you, I'm from Buddha land, you know? Yeah? I'm from Buddha race or the fifth level, whatever, you know? Yeah, it's okay. Interesting. Any more question?
The other one is when I'm at work, there's a lot of idle talk and stuff, and I'm just wondering how do you, you know, get along with everyone but not talk so much, you know?
I understand.
Without, you know, creating hostilities.
You just listen. And now and then say, oh, yeah. You're right. I think about it. I think of your point. I think about your point. It's just something, and now and then just puncture. Don't have to talk. You just recite the five names at the same time. And if they caught you not listening, well, they understand. Okay? They probably thought you were studying too hard. Anatomy.
Probably.
So they understand. Okay? Just say, sorry, I missed you. What did you say again? You don't have to talk, you know? Just, oh, that was interesting. Can you say it again? So make them talk and talk. You don't have to say anything. Okay? And recite the five names at the same time. Benefit yourself and them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, I think this is my last one. How do I develop more love for you, Master?
More love for me?
Is it something just... over time, or do I?
Oh, if you love me more, I die. My God, you love me enough. Everybody love me just a little bit like that. I have a lot of love already. Don't worry. You are young, you know. Maybe you love me, but you don't even know is that love, okay? Some people, they also fall in love. They don't know fall in love, you know. It's okay. Take time. If you don't love me, but you don't hate me, then it's good for me already. You want to answer him? Yeah. That's your... There's a Sariputra next to you.
Okay, you know, I've been initiated since I was half initiated. I was a kid. So basically, I started following Master because of my parents. So you have... this is not the same thing for you, but you have to be more grateful and be happy about your own life. And the more you are that way... the more you will appreciate Master and love her. That's my answer. That's my own experience. The more you're grateful and appreciate what you have, the more you will love Master. Okay?
Manjushri?
Thank you.
Wisdom of the age.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's all I have to say for now, Master.
It's okay. I just hope I answer you correctly because it could be expounded more, but then I let you grow to it, you know? If I chew everything, then just like sitting in front of television, you have no creative power. Think about it, okay? What is love anyway, Master? You don't have to love me. Don't force yourself. You know, you come here, you enjoy my presence and other people's presence. That's love already. If you don't love, you wouldn't have come. Yeah, you're young, you have other place to go. Many anatomies to do research on. You know, discotheque, you know, beach party, pajama party, you know. Why you waste your time coming here?
Because I've done that.
Yeah, I know, but still, you know, a lot of people done that all their life. They never had enough. They continue all the time. That's their stuff, you see? But your stuff is here. That's why you don't want to. You're not interested. They don't draw you anymore. So you come here. That's love in action, okay? Don't have to always think, oh, do I love Master? Do I not? I love her, I don't. You know? I love her not. Don't worry about it. You just practice, enjoy. And whenever you have problem, you need me, you call on me, and then I help you. Then maybe love come from there, you know? Once you have some evidence of love from me, then you will start to have more love or deeper love or you appreciate, okay? Don't worry if you don't love me. I love you 100%, so that's 50 for you, 50 for me. Yeah, 50-50. Don't worry about it. I don't expect anything. I don't always worry about whether anybody loves me or not. Okay? I do my job. We're giving you milk, and one day you grow up. Okay? Yeah, just drink the milk that the mother gives, then you grow up. Don't have to ask all the time, do I grow up today, Mom, 1 millimeter or not? Don't worry. You are a very beautiful being, and I'm sure you have love for me, yeah. But who can say love or not love? You can't measure it, you know? If you like to be in my presence and enjoy my teaching, laugh with my joke, then okay, we have good relationship. Let's just say that, you know, good friendship. Everything else, love or not love, who knows? Some people say they love me, but when they come to the test, they fail miserably. I didn't even test them yet, they test themselves. You know? So it's not just saying, you know, or thinking that you love someone. No need to think about it, okay? Huh? Anything else you want to ask is okay.
I guess it's just all okay. Intellectual nonsense.
Yeah, I know, this is correct. Correct.
Thank you so much, Master.
That's the best thing you have ever said. If you really understood that, then you're okay. Yeah, well, what to do if we sit here? We just have to talk nonsense sometimes, you know, to pass time, eh? Have excuse to look at each other, you know, to laugh and... it's fun. Better than any beach party you ever had.
Admirable viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, the story of Ananda, the names of hills, and the praise of the Buddha, part 8 of 11, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is from the Book of the Secrets of Enoch, Vegetarian, excerpts from chapters 120, part 1 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your inner light shine more brightly every day.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.